take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Super interesting stuff from Jeff Ehrman. My in-short takeaway is that it's very clear that Kevin Willard and Maryland just wasn't a good match. And that sucks if you're on the Maryland side of it. But ultimately, in the long run, it's probably good that he's gone. And he might leave the program in a better place than he found it. And if that's the case, then, like, good. But yeah, this whole thing, clearly pretty messy. Good stuff from Ehrman there, filling in a lot of the details and the blanks. Today in Florida, though, the NFL owners' meetings continued. New rule change proposals and some stuff that we'll talk about tomorrow as it's getting voted on today. We'll have more news tomorrow, more context, more everything. And plus, there's just a limited amount of time on the show today. So we'll get to that stuff tomorrow. But Adam Peters spoke to a gaggle of reporters and actually was way more like open and verbose than he is in a lot of settings. He seemed pretty relaxed and was willing to talk about some stuff. And I thought the things he said about the defensive line were amongst the most interesting, including what he had to say about Javon Kinlaw and the new role he might play in this Commanders defense.
Yeah, he's have you seen him in person?
Yeah, he's a
monster. He's a monster. Like the Zoom, like doesn't it? Like he's unbelievable. You might have seen him if you went to the joint practices against the Jets last year, and he was probably the heaviest I've seen him there. But he can look like he can be 350 and be chiseled. Like he's a freak. Like it's unbelievable. But I've seen him when he's as low as 275 in San Francisco, and then as high as 330 plus last year with the Jets. So he can play at any position or any weight. Excuse me. He played a lot last year. It was really impressive to see how much he played 60% of the snaps at that weight, which is really impressive. But you know, if he loses 10 or 15 pounds, you know, if that makes him feel better, he's still going to be just as effective. He's still a monster.
It is very clear, in case you didn't realize it by the contracts and all the things, and the fact that he drafted him and has now brought him here. Adam Peters loves Javon Kinlaw because they just don't make Javon Kinlaws physically. The question is, can they find the right weight and the right role for him to thrive as an NFL football player? Can they take that freakish athleticism and that size, speed, strength combo and get him where he needs to be? And that is still a TBD. It's something that hasn't been done, but I mean, Dan Quinn's about as good as anybody if you were to pick someone in the league to get the most out of a defensive lineman. As for the defensive line in general, what's kind of the state of that group going into the draft? Adam Peters talked about that today.
Feel really good with the guys we brought in, the guys that were here, that you're going to have a second year in this system. So, we brought in, we brought in Wise, who's big physical defensive end. We brought in Eddie Goldman, physical defensive tackle. And then the big one was Kinlaw. And Kinlaw is a tone setter. He's explosive. He's physical. He can line up across the line. And we think he's going to be a great Commander, and he wanted to be here. We wanted him to be here. He's from D.C., so there's a lot of extra incentive for that. So those are they're like kind of bigger guys that we brought in. We brought in Jacob Martin, who's going to be able to rush the passer and do a line a lot of different ways. And then with the guys that we have in there, they'll be a second year in the system. So we feel like we have really good depth, really good competition, and you know, but also the optionality if we do want to add for the draft, we can do that too.
And certainly edge is a position they'll be looking at 29. We'll see who's available. And then they got to figure out, like, character-wise, because if a guy like James Pierce or Mike Green, some of these names that have been bantied about that are super talented, that fit from a play style standpoint, but are dropping down draft boards for other reasons, is that something they feel like they can tolerate or they're comfortable with if those guys are available on the board? Obviously, they've got a lot of flexibility around the whole roster, and it's the last thing we'll play from Peter's availability today before we get to Dave Johnson on the Wizards at the top of the hour, as they are hosting the Heat tonight at Capital One Arena. But they've signed a ton of one-year deals, and that has left them, obviously, here in year two, having to re-sign a bunch of guys, also having to go find a bunch of people in free agency, which flexibility is good, but stability is also important in the NFL. So just generally speaking, what's up with these one-year deals, Adam Peters?
I think that's just kind of how the market is, too, a little bit of that also. We do have a lot of flexibility in the future because of that, like what you're saying. Like, we're not tied to a ton of players in 26, 27, and so not a ton of guarantees that are out there down the line. But, you know, just building this team, and like I said, we try to build through the draft, and that's you know, going to be a real big focus here. But you know, you only have opportunities if a player wants a 1 year deal, then you know, you can't give them a 2 year deal. And so a lot of the players that we have, we're kind of in that mindset. And so the guys that we were able to sign the longer term deals, we're happy to do that. But this does provide us optionality and flexibility. But ultimately, you know, like I've said, and obviously, you know, you can argue with that, and I understand that argument, but it's, you know, you get the guys that are under 3 or 4 year contracts, essentially that helps build the foundation of your team, and that's where we want to get to.
Adam Peters today at the NFL owners meetings. And I mean, some of these guys, they probably wanted to invest a little more in, or at least have a team option for a second year. But if they're on a prove it deal and they prove it, they want to sign for more money next year. So that is always two sides to a negotiation, just like, you know, when they get in the draft day. Yeah, we wanted to trade down, but nobody wanted to trade up. So these are the kinds of things that happen all the time in business and sports, and certainly in sports business. When we get back here on the Team 980, the Wizards have the business of playing the Miami Heat tonight. We'll talk about the weekend that they had and this jam-packed week of home games that they've got, 3 in 1 week. Does Dave know what to do with himself? It feels like he's been on the road the whole season. Dave Johnson with us from the broadcast booth at Capital One Arena next.